This is file 53. Today's date is June 6th, I think. No, June 7th, 2017. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Bill Wallace, who's going to talk about his early memories of the Rossiter family, Grove Street School, and his business, which he later bought from Ken Rossiter. But first, we're going to start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
William Wallace.
And what is your birth date?
9/18/42.
And where were you born?
Norwich, Connecticut.
And what was your parents' names?
Eunice and Harold.
And did you have siblings?
Three.
And their names?
Billy, Kelly, and Donnie.
Not your children. I mean, your brothers and sisters.
Oh, I see. I gotcha. Joyce, Bertha, and Arthur.
Okay. Now, would you tell me a little bit about the Rossiters and their farm?
Well, the farm they were first. They were in between the lakes in Lakeville.
That
they had a farm. Mrs. Mild owned the farm. They rented the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved up here when I was probably three. My mother and father were getting divorced, so we lived, all of us, siblings and my mother, moved up here to live with Ken and Anna Rossiter. And they had three girls. And We lived with them till I was probably seven. And then we moved back to Norwich, and then we used to come up every summer. We would stay up here with them, me and my brother.
You had a good story about the cows when you were about five.
Oh, when I was five, we all my sisters and Virginia and their child. We're going up to the field way on the, between the lake, way up in the road. And we went up there, and somehow I got separated from them. And so I rounded all the cows up and brought them all the way home. And they used to go into the lake and everything else. And on this woman, I think she was German, she would come out. I remember come out with her. Whisper them, and she'd be yelling, "Get them cows off my grass, get them cows." It was kind of funny. And I drove them all the way home, and my uncle was in the barn, and I drove the cows in, and he was mad. Because the girls had first left me by myself, I am 4 or 5 years old, and I drove the cows home a few hours early.
Ooh.
He wasn't happy about that, so them girls were in big trouble when they got back.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my. And then you had a story about Virginia on the gate.
Oh, she used to, there was a gate between the barn and the house, and every time we had our chores to do, and we'd get done with the chores, and then we'd go down to the house, and she would always get on the gate and swing it shut. And my uncle sometimes could see her from the barn, and she'd be in trouble when he'd come back from the barn. She'd be in trouble swinging the gate, and she wouldn't do it for a few days, and then she'd be right back.
And
she wanted the punishment or something.
Then there was something about having her hair cut.
Oh, yeah. They cut her hair. My mother and my aunt cut her hair, and they cut it short. She wouldn't even come out of her room. We'd be outside playing, and we'd look up to the window in her room, and she'd be looking out. And she would not come out. She was so embarrassed with the short haircut.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, dear. And you had a short story about Mrs. Miles and her car.
Well, she was a very short woman. And I remember she used to come down the road sometimes. You couldn't hardly even see her. She just about could look at out the windshield underneath the roundness of the steel wheel. She would look between that. She would look over it. She'd look in between. She was so short. Now, very nice woman, though.
You went to Grove Street School.
Grove Street in the first year, because I didn't get to go into kindergarten because you didn't have to go to Kidney Gap back then. Mm-hmm. So they didn't send me. So they sent me to Grove Street. And I kind of remember the school, but I remember like two kids or something. We used to go over to, I think, Grove Street. And this woman used to make our lunches. Mm-hmm. And we'd carry it back in. Most time it was soup. We'd carry the bucket back.
Yeah.
You have to have lunch. Yeah, I remember that.
How was it heated? Was it a wood stove?
It was back then, yeah. Okay. It was just a wood stove. And I know Bob Palmer says he has that schoolhouse, but I can't remember. I thought it was just a one building. And
it was the one building, and it's now Lorraine Stevens' house. It was moved.
Oh, was that?
And it part of her house was the second Grove Street School. There were two school buildings.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, see, I didn't know that.
Did you actually walk from between the lakes road to
Grove Street? Well, you just had to walk up between the lakes, all the way down to between the lakes. That's where the farm was.
Yeah.
All the way to the top of
Smith Hill
to catch the bus.
Oh, you did have a bit of a bus.
Yeah, there was a bus picked us up, but it wouldn't come down between the lakes road.
I don't blame them.
No. And we used to always have to walk up there. I remember in the wintertime when it was snow, I used to go behind my sisters and my cousins because I was small and they would make a trail for me and I could walk through it,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead mm-hmm. of walking through the snow.
What did you do in the wintertime? Did you skate or slide?
Yeah, we used to slide down between the lakes if they ever did plow it. We used to go down there. And then, of course, we always ice skated and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I had the two runners back then. They used to just clamp on your shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think remember that. And I can remember fishing. We used to fish quite a lot. And they used to give me a pole, but they used to put a safety hook on instead of a regular hook. They put a safety hook. I mean, I could have stuck myself with the safety hook, too.
Oh, sure.
They used to, I didn't realize that until I got older.
What kind of fish did you catch?
We used to catch bass or trout, and then we used to go bullheading. There was a pond mm-hmm. on the other side of the railroad tracks. And we'd go down there, and my aunt said you had to go with a full moon and all this. And we used to get them. Yeah, they
really?
Were good, too.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Now, you went into the Army in 1960?
Marines. Oh. Yeah. Not the Army, the Marines in 1960.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Yeah. 1960.
And where were you stationed?
Camp June in North Carolina. For 4 years.
And you married?
I married Belle in 1960.
And
went out to the service.
She was from Norfolk, wasn't she?
No, she was from Norwalk. Norwich. She was from Norwich, too.
Okay.
We had been going out before I went to service.
So you knew her from high school?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And when you came back, you got involved with Ken Rossiter's garbage business.
Yeah, that was quite a while. I worked for a kitchen cabinet place for 10 years after I got out of service.
Mm-hmm.
But we always came up and visited the Rossiters, you know, during the summer vacation. And then I think I worked to them, 1973, I bought the garbage route off again. It was in business to 2009. Then we retired.
Finally.
Yeah. That was a lot of garbage.
How did you expand it?
I just kept putting customers on, put more trucks on. Then I get in the roll-off part of it and did a lot of that. So I just kept getting bigger and bigger, you know.
Well, I know from experience it was good service.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. You're very
I tried
welcome.
My best.
There were business problems with it, too, though.
Yeah, you know, you had to put up with a lot of people, you know, that some were very nice, like you, and other people were very nice to me, but then you got some that expect you to jump when they call. You know?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what that's like.
And I put up with it. But, you know, it's just...
You get tired
it's
after
like
a
any
while.
Business, yeah. I guess. You have to put up with some.
How many trucks did you have at the end?
Four.
Okay. And what's The roll-off business, what's that?
It's like big containers, you know, you see, that they drop off at the house, like going to construction work, drop them off.
Okay.
Yeah, I had quite a lot of them. And I did good on that, too. You know, I had certain carpenters use me all the time. Yeah. But that, it was getting harder to get rid of the stuff, you know, it was getting harder and harder and harder.
So, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we close?
Well, I remember we moved out from the Tween Lakes farm for some reason. I don't really know. I was so young, but we moved over to Kaplan's in Millerton. And my uncle ran the farm over there. He was like the head man. And we lived in that old house that's run down now. And then he bought a farm on Diamond Road, right before you go across the Millerton border. And as soon as Mr. Captain found out he had bought the farm, he fired him. We moved into the house, no inside toilets, no inside water.
Ooh.
So it was bad for a few years. Yeah. But it was good, you know, something you always remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it builds your character to have to do things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We lived hard back then, but, you know, it was good. And then my mother moved back to Norwich. I don't know why, nothing.
Whatever.
She moved back to Norwich.
But you have good memories of Lakeville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we didn't go a lot of places because if you went to, say, Canaan or Millerton, that was a big deal.
Sure.
Boy, back then.
Sure.
If they took the kids, you know, that was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can go to a place like you do now.
But that's good because you appreciated the treats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome.